Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 224. Moana 2. The island gives us what we need. And no one leaves. No one will leave, okay? Moana 2. So, brand new record-breaking Thanksgiving opening. November 27th, 2024, busting records. I think we'll get into this, but I think it's busting records for the anticipation, not for the quality of the product. Yeah. Unfortunately. Kind of like Frozen 2. Everyone's hyped on that. I don't remember much about Frozen 2, but I remember liking it more than this. Even though it was another sequel, you're like, well, okay.
Yeah.
Just cash grabbing.
I never saw Frozen 2. We just watched Frozen the other day, and I gotta admit, I didn't like it as much as I liked it. I mean, it's still a solid movie, and the fucking songs are bangers. Let It Go and Build a Snowman. Those are awesome songs. But yeah, as far as the movie goes, I was like, oh man, this wasn't as good as I remember it being. But I never saw the second movie. I should probably watch that.
Yeah. So also known as Vaiana 2 or Oceana 2 in some markets. All right, that's good.
I like Oceana 2. I like that.
Yeah, so what did I read? This was a follow-up originally began as a long-form limited streaming series for Disney Plus before it was reworked into a theatrical sequel by February 2024. That's interesting. I don't know which one would have been better, but...
Yeah, it feels like it's been a long time. Didn't the first one come out in like 2016, 2017? It's been a while.
Something like that. So, following the original adventure with Maui, Moana is now a wayfinder. She, remember the first one there, she couldn't leave. Now she can leave. Mm-hmm. And now she goes around sailing, looking for stuff. It seems like she's never really found anything. So I don't know what the hell she's been doing in the meantime. Like, I think it's been years or something. She's a little grown up. The pig's a little bigger, you know what I mean? They're trying to show us that some time has passed.
And she has a sister that's kind of like six or seven around there. So that's another time passed thing. She didn't have a sister in the first one.
Yeah, and so as far as I know, the only thing she's ever done being this wayfinder is found one clay pot in the six or whatever years it's been. Found a clay pot once, so she's always out there just doing nothing, I guess. I don't know. Trying to find other people, right? So she'll like go out and use her little fucking shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her shell.
Her little shell whistle. Woo! And then just nothing today. Nothing today. Maybe tomorrow. And then goes back.
That's kind of a silly little running gag that every time she does that, she'll hear a noise.
Oh yeah,
the chicken. The chicken that's doing it. You need to stop
the
doing that.
The chicken and the pig were like two of the best things in this movie.
And the
not say much.
I like the coconut.
Yeah, I was gonna bring up the coconut later.
Yeah.
Because he's not in it yet, but yeah, those three that don't speak were the best part. So she's looking around. I think she she finds a strange island. That's where she finds that. And I love the chickens always doing stuff. Like she looks up and the piece of pottery is like levitating, and she's fine. And then it's the chicken under it. So she finds that piece of pottery, and then what did she find? It was like some tapestry or cave writings about
on the
something.
Pot. There's like a couple
on the pot,
people,
yeah.
And there's like a couple mountains or islands,
about like a long lost island. And then she brings it back, and there's this guy at the village now who's I don't know, he like tells stories, so he's always drawing tapestries and stuff. And I found this old tapestry that's exactly what's on that little clay bowl. And then we got Moana's family. I like the Jango Fett guy. That's cool.
Yeah.
Anytime there's like a Islander guy, he'll play him. Like Aquaman,
Yep.
this. Yes, I'll do it.
Oh,
Hey, Booba. I don't know who plays the old man that comes on the boat, but it almost sounds to me like that Jango Fett guy doing like a voice. I'm not sure though. But
yeah,
I
I
hear.
stayed for the cast, which we got to talk about the credits too. I don't know if you stayed, but
No, I didn't.
I didn't recognize anybody in the cast other than The Rock. So none of the actors stood out to me, which I kind of enjoy. I kind of enjoy not knowing who they are because sometimes it can be a little distracting. But yeah, I don't know who those other islanders were.
So she goes back and tells him about the bowl. And I think we found more people, and we can find more people. And how do they? Oh yeah, they make her. I forget what they make her. There's some freaking word. Yeah, we're gonna make you a do or something. The last one we've had was 1,000 years ago, and I forget what that means to them. It's like a sacred position where you go out and try to find people, I guess.
Yeah, it was like, wasn't it her ancestor did the same thing? There was a guy that
I don't know if it was her
was looking
ancestor, but
for, or
they
somebody
kept
from the
flashing
tribe.
back to him. Is that
Yeah.
what they were trying to say? I didn't quite get that, but yeah, she kept having like these daydreams and flashbacks to him. And then I like in one of the dreams he shows her like, right? I don't remember. Oh, she gets it. Oh yeah, she gets struck by
Struck by
lightning
lightning, yeah.
during the ceremony to make her this position. And I thought it was like the bad guy because they kind of don't they sh show some of that cloudy bad guy before this. So then the lightning's creeping in the hut. I'm thinking he's gonna grab her, but it turns out I guess it's just actually lightning struck her ass when she's in there.
Yeah.
That's bad luck.
Shit.
Yeah, and then she like has this fantasy about where, or premonition about where to go and whatnot, and then we flash back to the dad. No, Moana! And apparently all this happened within like a second. And she tells her parents about that vision from the, I don't know, the vision from her, what the heck would you call that? Her clansmen, her relatives, the dead ones, them.
Yeah.
So she's gonna go find it. She knows to was a fo follow the fire or something. It's like
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
oh, the comet, the
The
comet, yeah,
comment.
the follow the comet. And so she got to go find it, and they say she can't go alone. I can't ask anybody to go with me. They will gladly follow you, Moana. And so we got a ragtag crew, which is a girl who works on canoes, who's a bit wacky,
She's like a
bit of a
tinker. Yeah.
Egon, yeah, a bit of a
Yeah.
Donatello Egon tinkerer. And then we got the new Maui, which is like a human version of him. He's just a strong kind of
Yeah, he's like Maui's
fangirl
super
of
fan. He's
Maui.
like a super
Yeah.
fan of Maui, yeah.
And then we get the old man who kind of hates everything. And but he's a good, what was he? He's a
It's like a botanist? Or it has
yeah,
something to do with
botanist. He's a farmer. I'll try
Yeah.
to church it up. I'm a botanist. He's a farmer. And they're like, we're gonna need to what they say, grow things on the boat. It's gonna be a long journey. And then he's like, to grow things on a boat is almost impossible. None of my apprentices would be able to do that. You would need a, and she's like, a master? She's like, yes, you would need a master. Well, I'm glad you're on board. Oh, no. She got me. And there's some funny stuff with that. He doesn't like being on the water, and he's down in the, I don't know, the little under part of the boat. Always like messing with coconuts and stuff. When's it going to stop shaking? And then in the first song, I love that he pops out. I don't do
Oh yeah, the first song was really
sing-alongs.
good. It doesn't get much better than this or whatever the song was. That was pretty fun.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I don't really remember that song, but I remember it was one of the better ones. And then the rest of them are just kind of not very good.
Yeah, that
Very
was a bummer.
very
The first,
forgettable.
yeah, the first one has so many, like the, God, how far
Oh
will I
yeah.
go or something? And then the
Yeah,
you're
that one's
welcome.
great.
You're
Yeah,
welcome.
you're
I
welcome
remember
is
we were watching
amazing.
it the other day, and we took Ellie out for a walk right after the movie. And the whole time we were walking there, I was like, "You're welcome." I don't know. The first one has way
Yeah.
more songs.
And I was really hoping the crab would be back.
Yeah,
I was a drab little crab once.
that
The
was a
guy
good
from
song too. That was a good
frickin'
one.
from frickin' Flight of the Conchords, Jermaine, or whatever his name is. God, that was a good song. My ass is so shiny. Yeah, that
Yeah.
was great. They should have popped that crab in there, man. That
Yeah.
would have been fun. But yeah, the songs were disappointing. Story was pretty disappointing, man. It's like, I don't know. There's not much motivation to need to do this, right? They're in a good place. Everyone's having good lives, but oh, we need to find other people. Why? And then there's not. Apparently, there's some bad guy floating over that island and that separated all the island peoples originally, but we don't even really get any info about him or
Yeah.
really any altercation with him till the very end, and it's pretty uninteresting compared to the freaking lava chick
Yeah.
from the first one. Is very interesting and cool looking. So, what has Maui been doing?
He's like, he gets trapped by an unknown woman. He's like strung up and he's by himself. That's all I remember. He's like, yeah, he with this woman we don't know. She seems kind of mysterious and shadow. And then, yeah, he's just
Bat
kind of
lady.
being held captive for mo for first half of this movie.
Yeah, says he's seeking Motufitu himself. So that's the island, I think. Motufitu. We have to find Motufitu. I just love that they say it 100 times. So maybe if we say it 100 times, the audience will care about it. The Motufitu. Oh my God, Mom, Motufitu. Because he had a previous quarrel with Nalo, the god. He's captured by Nalo's enforcer, Matangi, who is the bat chick. She's pretty, I don't know, yeah, she's not great, but at least she's got some interesting things to her, like the little bat that hangs out. I won't bite. And I forget the bat's name, but Marcus will. He's like, so that was pretty funny, but yeah, still not that great. Just in comparison to everything else, it was one of the best parts. And I don't. Somehow they end up on that island, and he realizes these people are there with Moana. I love that. That was a pretty good one. He found out. He's like, oh hey, boat snack. That he sees the chicken. Wait a minute, where's Moana? And he's got a tattoo of Moana now,
Yeah, at the end of the first one, yeah.
the little Maui tattoo guy is always referencing like, no, I don't need her. I could have done that adventure myself. She didn't even help. Stuff like that. And yeah, so they team up, and I don't remember why he wants to join her on this mission. I think it's just like what I said, like he has something against this god, so he's going to help her raise the island's been sank to the sea. He's going to raise the island, and they're going to be able to defeat this god and reunite the island peoples. But that was a pretty funny part. I don't remember how or what the hell happened, but they left this mystical prison place. And they're in like a Star Trek warp tunnel ocean thing. Where it's like, yeah, when he's like, you don't understand. The island is underground, sunk forever. No human can survive there. So by getting transported there, you're all gonna die. Okay? You're all dead. And then just I just he just keeps bringing it up to him. I thought that was pretty good.
You just kill everybody, yeah.
But it was good seeing you. Glad you're doing
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, I love the set piece that takes place before they meet Maui, which is that they find the island, but it's like a big clam monster, and
Oh, okay, that happened before.
the coconut brigade shows up,
Yep.
and that's when we get all the coconut action set piece. Yeah, that was all good shit. That's when the coconut It's funny because the coconut hates Moana. Everything he does, he just like fucks with her. But all the other coconuts are all about her. But this one particular
Yeah.
one is kind of an asshole. But
He's
he's the
like
one
the
that sticks
biggest
around.
warrior coconut.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now they keep what are they, the freaking paralyzing dart
Oh
shooting
yeah.
at him and stuff, and you get to see how what that comes from, and it's this big snot creature who rolls over them with this goo and unparalyzes them. And they're like, well, how does it paralyze people? And then I think it sneezes, and there's a bunch of purple snot on a bunch of coconuts in front of it. They're just like, ugh. And then I think somebody says, oh, okay, so it's got it coming out both ends. So I think they're implying that the goo on the ground is its poop or
Yeah.
something. But that was pretty good. And another rolling gag that I thought was hilarious is like when the coconuts decide that they're kind of on the same side as them and they want to find their original home, so they start being nice to them. Other than that one warrior coconut is kind of a dick to Moana, doesn't quite like her. They always cater to the chicken
Oh
a
yeah.
lot. Like they'll bring everyone there, and then the chicken they'll bring there on like a little bed made of leaves and stuff, and then they'll like pet him and adjust the shade over him. Like
So good.
always, just being so good to the chicken. That was pretty funny. Oh yeah, and then there was that. That coconut was cool, man. It's like he doesn't speak, but he has the most heart of anybody. Because they like the clam is about to eat their whole like coconut makeshift island slash ship, right? And then it was kind of like it reminded me like a Deadpool moment. You could have played that. Life is a
Yeah,
mystery. With a little coconut cuts the line,
yeah,
and he does one little last salute. The little salute they do, doo-doo. And then so the saving the coconut people, but sacrificing himself, also sacrificing the other people on board of his ship, which he was
yeah.
okay with doing. And then that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he just always shows up, darts, gets them out of trouble, and just does like a cool action pose. He's just always being a badass. But yeah, it doesn't have a line of dialogue.
Yeah, and they had to paralyze the oyster or whatever, the giant clam. I'm like, well, duh, we have these paralyzing darts, and it's just a big muscle. So that was pretty funny. And then Moana like drops the dart, the big spear, and then the tinkerer lady comes up. Oh, that's okay. I always have a spare. And then she drops that one. And well, it's always good to have a third. And then that one gets dropped. I don't have a fourth. That would be crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So then I don't know, we get away from the clam somehow. I don't remember how they defeated it.
That's when we get that song. That's when Moana meets the, I forget her name, the Bat Lady, and she shows her there's other ways to like get out of a situation. And then they get out by going underneath it or something. I don't remember, but she finds another way to
Science.
get out of it.
Instead of getting out, why don't we go through? And then, why are you helping me? Because I'm stuck here too. We all hate Nalo. Who is Nalo? He's the big bad of this movie. We're trying to establish we all have a history, unbeknownst to you, from the first movie with this person. Okay, it all ties in. This is a sequel, you see?
Oh yeah, wasn't there like a curse that keeps her there, and by defeating whatever, she gets freed? Yeah.
Yeah, and then I like how Maui meets him or Moana again. Oh, you didn't tell me we're changing outfits. I wore the same leaves.
Oh yeah.
I kind of got from, I don't know if this is true, but my thought is that they kind of changed her outfit. I don't think the parents liked how much like midriff Moana had. Because I remember a lot of kids wanted to, there's a lot of like dress up
Oh,
things for
yeah.
Moana. So I feel like they did that. But then at the same time, they did that, kind of conservativized her outfit a little bit, but then also gave her a tattoo. So now you got these kids like, I want a tattoo, Mom!
Oh,
My belly ain't showing, but I gotta get a tattoo! So I
yeah.
don't know. I don't know if that helps much.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she like gets this tattoo at the end. I don't even understand how that works out. Anyways, they're the freaking the climax. I don't remember much. It's like so convoluted and not that interesting, but they get to the island. I think like they're down in the island, right? They're underwater.
Are you talking about the clam thing or after they get the clam? They go to like that new though a new portal, the new universe or something. I don't know, an alternate universe of I don't know where they're at. And then there's a song and dance. They crash on an island, and Maui has a song that kind of cheers her up again. And then while they're singing, her crew rebuilds the ship. And then they have a plan. And I will admit, I had to go to the bathroom. When I left, they were going through a plan. When I came back, there was a bunch of tornadoes and an action scene happening. So I don't know what happened between the plan and the tornadoes, but yeah, then we get the kind of action set piece with the them distracting to get Maui to lift the island from where the depths.
And Moana like dies or
Yeah.
something. I don't remember how. But she dies. And then it's like what was it? Like ancestors came out of the water around her, right? And
Yeah, she like goes
then
down because the whole like with the Bat Lady, there's another way, and it's not really their plan isn't really working. I think Maui's trying to lift and he's getting beat up, so she dives underwater to go touch something, and then right as she's touching whatever she's the island, I guess, the lightning comes down and strikes her again and strikes her
always the
dead.
lightning.
Always the lightning.
Yeah, then all the ancestors come out of the water. Oh, yeah. And circle around. I was like, okay,
Grandma, yeah.
this is supposed to be powerful, but it's really not catching me.
Yeah.
And then grandma comes out. We need you, Moana. And I think Maui does something like he goes, picks her up or something, and like transfers his tattoos to her. Like all of a sudden, he has no tattoos, and a tattoo
Oh,
appears.
that happens before when he's like trying to lift. He's, I think the what's the guy's name? I want to say Nala, but that's Lion King, but whatever. I'm gonna call him Nala just for the fun of it. But he's like he's hurting Maui, and his tattoos come off as he's like
Nalo
holding
or something.
the, and then so yeah, at this point, he doesn't have tattoos, but then they both get him, like he gets them back, but then she also gets
Yeah, he.
hers.
He she gets hers when she's was resurrected, right?
Yeah.
And it's glowing. I'm like, okay, well, it's not a real tattoo. It's just gonna be like some glowing thing. Then they could tell these kids, no, she doesn't have a tattoo. It's a glowing thing. It's not a tattoo, but then it turns into a normal tattoo. So it's like still gonna have all these. Man, I gotta get a tattoo. Yeah, I booked a spot already. 3 hours, a whole sleeve. Yeah, so what I got from that, I don't know if it was expressly said, is that now she's a demigod because she has this mystical tattoo and she was brought back to life. Is that what you got? Like
Yeah,
she's
I don't,
a demigod now?
that's
Which
kind of
is.
where I was going with, and just also just like, oh, now you have a, because all of Maui's tattoos are stories.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, now she has a story on her arm. But I was like, okay, well, that, I don't know if that holds a lot of weight, because the first one was a pretty good story and there's no tattoo after that one. So
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. But yeah, demigod probably
Yeah.
makes the most sense.
Yeah, so that's what I think's going on. And then yeah, they fucking save the day with Maui going doing a pretty heroic little, I don't know, he like lassos a cloud and then grabs the island with the other hand and, that was about it. The little girls, the Moana, the Mau, what the fuck? The Moana wannabes, those three little girls. I thought that was cool. Those are the Rock's kids.
Oh,
I
cool.
saw an interesting clip that like his kids never believed him that he was Maui, and like there's a clip of him sitting with his daughter and they're watching. And he's like, "Daddy is Maui, right? Maui's daddy." And then the little girl's like, "No." He's like, "Come on." He's like, I sing the song just like I do in the movie all the time in the car or something, and they'll always say, "Daddy, you're not Maui."
Damn.
And he's like, so when this movie started going, I really wanted to be able to get them on set with me so they could see me as Maui and they could have a small part in it and we could do this together and they could finally believe that I'm Maui. So I thought that was cool. Those three very small parts, because obviously they're really young kids and they're just trying to get audio. I'm like, ah, Moana.
Yeah.
But that was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, I think Disney like, here, hold my hook, and then he throws it, and they all just like sink down. Yeah.
Yeah, then it's, that's it. Oh, they reunite the island, and then or the island is up now, and the Hallow or whoever's dead, I guess. I guess they killed the god, I don't know. And then she blows the horn one last time. Ooh, to no avail, to silence. But then she hears a little something. And it's the chicken with
It's a chicken,
in his throat again. And then they kind of give up. Oh well, maybe someday. And then they hear another one. Ooh, and then on the horizon there's a ship coming in. And it's people. And yeah, they reunite. And I think there's a little of them like on the island. They're having like a big feast and stuff, and I don't exactly remember, but I remember thinking, man, this is a lot of people. This island can no longer support this amount of people. We don't got enough food or resources here, so it's not gonna go well. Anyways, that's about the end. You were saying something about the credits. Was there something in the credits? I didn't stick around. I was done with
It's funny because
this.
towards the end, because like I said, I missed a couple of minutes to go to the bathroom, and so when the movie was kind of wrapping up and trying to give everyone a happy ending, I looked over at Sarah and I was like, "What happened with the Bat Lady? Did the movie just forget about?" Because she was like, "Oh, if you lift the curse, I will be free." And we never cut back to her. And I was like, "What happened to that? Did I miss something?" She's like, "No, they just forgot." And I was like, "Oh, okay, I guess that sucks." But after the credits, you do get a small scene with her and Nala, and he looks just like Shaquille O'Neal. Just imagine Shaquille O'Neal animated, and that's what he looks like. And he's sitting on a throne, kind of like a Thanos thing. It's like in a galaxy kind of setting, sitting on a throne. He
Oh
has like a
God,
little
number
thing.
three.
So he's talking to her. I don't know. They're scheming something. And then the crab comes. He comes up over the thing and has a couple lines of dialogue that were pretty good. I don't remember what they were,
Wait,
but
the fucking crab's in
the
there?
crab's in there.
God
Yeah.
damn
But
it.
yeah, he comes up and he's like, kind of like, "Hey, what about me? I want to fucking get down on this
Aw,
kind of
man.
deal." And then yeah, it just ends. So it was just kind of a setup for a third one that he's alive. He's, he's an actual being, and then he's gonna use the Bat Lady and the crab.
So they're doing the what the hell's the bad guys called from DC?
I don't fucking remember.
That Legion, they're doing a Legion of Doom. They're all teaming up. All right, well damn, I'm gonna have to go watch that because I was wanting that crab. I don't care if it's a second of crab, I need my some crab.
So yeah, the guy's still alive, the big baddie. But again, he looks, I don't know why I keep harping on Shaquille O'Neal. He looks just like Shaquille O'Neal, to the fact that like,
Was
is
it
he? That's what I looked at. I was like, is it
Shaquille
Shaquille O'Neal? And it's not. But I was just like, okay,
Listen,
that's weird.
we gotta kill Moana. Moana's been doing a lot of things, and I don't appreciate the things. Oh, we gotta stop Moana.
So good.
Okay, yeah. So, man, two kind of useless sequels in a row we've reviewed. Kind of disappointing. Yeah, this one is just doesn't even touch the first one, man. It's like that first one is a pretty epic, kind of modern Disney classic. They've
So good.
hit it off with a couple of these modern ones like Frozen, and it just really captured the tone of like a of like a like a golden age of Disney movie, like the ones we grew up with. And they just and you didn't think they were going to be able to do it again, but then they started doing a couple, and they really hit a couple, and Moana was one of them. And so they want to make more money and put out more of them. I mean, they're doing the live action one right now, so I don't even know. It's like, are you going to do this one live action too eventually? Because this story sucks. Or does the live action take a veer off the story path and it's its own thing? Which I think it probably should, because I think this second one kind of sucked. But yeah, I do want to see the live action one just to see the Rock actually playing Maui. I saw a still from it, and he's got like a bodysuit to make him much wider. I was like, I don't know if I like that, but I guess they want him to look super stylized like Maui does, like almost unhuman like in his proportions. So they're doing that. Yeah, it's just unnecessary and doesn't even come close. There's not one memorable song I can remember. like we said, the most fun I had with the characters are the ones that don't even speak. A freaking coconut and a chicken and a pig. And it tries to make the stakes really high, but they never seem high at all. They seem much higher in number one when she's having to go get Maui. And they even like the little sister says the line that she says, "I am Moana of whatever, Maui, you're coming with me." And like
Come on
even
my boat
that,
and
yeah, like that, I like, had the most gravitas of this whole movie was them repeating an awesome line from the first one. I was like, oh yeah, I remember how good the first one was. Yeah, we need to do that in this one. Come on, come on. So, yeah, I was very disappointed because I think, like most people, I really liked the first one. It was good. I wasn't hoping for the world here, but I was thinking we'd get a fun new adventure. Or I figured they probably wouldn't do it if they didn't have something kind of worth doing. So yeah, disappointing. To me, it's a 5.1.
Woo! Damn.
Yeah, I was super disappointed. I don't find much about this to like.
Yeah, I'm a little higher than you, but not by much. Yeah, it's just they introduce these side characters, her boatmates. You don't know a fucking thing about them, and nor do you care about them. The most you get is like surface level stuff. And it's like you don't know why they even signed up to do this. You don't have any emotional attachment to any of them. I think what makes the first one so good is like Moana's journey. I mean, the story is good, but her journey, like, I want to go out and explore, but everyone around me wants me to stay to be a island leader, and like that whole thing, finally her family finally letting her go out into the world for the first time. Like her journey, there's an emotional attachment you have to Moana in that first one. And this one, there's like no emotional core to it at all. Like her journey is just kind of like, okay, seven islands got separated and we're just gonna go fix that. That's not really much of emotional core. I don't know, but at the same time, I still love Maui and Moana together. I think those two as characters are a lot of fun every time they're on screen. And Maui's just such an energetic, charismatic character. He's always fun to watch, and his tattoos and everything. He's just a cool character. I kind of just wish it was just them again, which I understand why they probably included more characters, because it probably would have felt like Moana, 0.5. But I don't know. I think I probably would have liked it if it was just those two and the chicken and the pig, maybe the coconut. Just you could have got rid of those three other characters that no one knows their names or cares about. So yeah, to me, it was enjoyable. It was just kind of a letdown. So to me, it was a 6.5. Can't give it a seven. I don't think it's a seven for me. But animation was solid. There's one song that I enjoyed. It doesn't get much better than this, so that was pretty fun. But yeah, 6.5.
Okay. 6.5, 5.1. One of us was a little more let down than the other. See where you fall on this. I think I've been seeing sixes from what I've seen, I think, from a lot of people. So I think it is not doing as well as Disney had hoped.
Yeah, that's
But
kind of
like
what
I
you're
said,
alluding to in your intro, is that it's going to make a lot of money this weekend, but there probably won't be. I think there's probably going to be a big audience drop off pretty soon,
yeah.
because
But who knows
who
when
knows?
these Disney movies do this well and it's children being brought typically by their parents, so you get a bunch of ticket sales because maybe you got three kids and you got mom and dad, so that helps boost. But sometimes these kids don't care about the substance, they want to see it again.
Yeah,
You
that's
know,
true.
it's hard to tell. Sometimes they're just there for the experience of Moana 2, not necessarily the quality of Moana 2. So we'll see. It'd be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if it beats Inside Out 2, which I don't know if you saw that, but Inside Out 2 I thought was fantastic. It's not as good as Inside Out, but it was a way better movie than this was, as far as sequels go. And that made a fuck ton of money, so be curious to see which sequel kind of makes the most.
Yeah, I have not seen that. I want to. I haven't. Figure at this point I just gotta wait. Yeah, so 6.5, 5.1. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate it. Like and subscribe here on YouTube. As always, we're on Spotify and Apple Music. We always appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us while we talk. Well, sequels the last two times. I don't think we're doing a sequel next. We'll see. Maybe we'll see.
We'll find a sequel. Oh, I was gonna do a real quick before we sign off, a post Gladiator thing, because I was listening to some guys review it and it got me a good laugh, which is that we were talking about all the flashbacks that they kind of throw at you. And there's the one that they show where at the end of the first one, Maximus is dead and he's like, your son is free or whatever he says, which is to say that, hey, I just overthrown the government. Your son's fine. Like, he's going to live a good life now because I just sacrificed myself to kill the emperor. And then in the end of that movie, she stands up with the little boy and is like, the world's going to be a better place. And yada, like, she does a speech in the actual first movie. And then in the second movie, when we cut back to that flashback, she immediately hustles him out of the spoilers, hustles him out of the stadium and like throws him away. It's just like she looks at, and so in the context of Gladiator 2, she looks at him and is like, yeah, you did the sacrifice. You made this better place. But no, I don't believe you. I don't know, fuck this guy. I'm gonna go. It doesn't make any fucking sense. I didn't put that two together when we were reviewing the movie, but it's just so fucking
Yeah.
stupid.
Oh, that's not what happened. Yeah, she's like 20 years older, getting rid of her son. But I have the same outfit on. This is the same thing we were. This is the this is the first movie. Yeah. So yeah, thanks for hanging out. We appreciate it. Please stop by again. We appreciate having you. Couldn't do it without you. Until the next piece. Peace.
Peace.